USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investors keeping an eye on Wall Street as the Dow was down over 2,000 points in early trading on Monday as fears over the coronavirus and oil prices send the market tumbling. Former director of the National Economic Council, Gary Cohn, tells CNBC Americans will have a direct impact on their lives due to the lower market.
Are people going to go out and spend again? Can people go out and spend again? People that want to work, can they work? Can they actually bring home a paycheck?
The Dow rebounded a bit but is still down over 1,500 points in trading. The Grand Princess cruise ship that has some people with the coronavirus on board is expected to arrive in Oakland later on Monday. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the site was picked for many reasons, including how close the port is to Travis Air Force Base. There are now more than 500 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
A key endorsement as voters in six states head to the polls on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Five states are holding Democratic primaries tomorrow, and one state, North Dakota, is holding a Democratic caucus. That is New Jersey Senator and former presidential hopeful Cory Booker says he's endorsing Joe Biden for several reasons.
It's a time for us to beat Donald Trump, and it became very clear to me that Joe Biden is the right person to do that.
He made the announcement on CBS's This Morning. He and Kamala Harris are expected to campaign with Biden in Michigan later today.
Three provisions in the FISA Act are set to expire this week unless Congress can agree on a last-minute deal to extend them, at least temporarily. President Trump, Democrats, and Republicans are all unhappy with the counterintelligence and foreign surveillance law, known as FISA, but all for different reasons. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Montana Democratic Governor Steve Bullock is running for the U.S. Senate. The former Democratic presidential candidate made the announcement on Twitter saying, "Let's make Washington work more like Montana." The NBA wants its teams to prepare to play games without fans if necessary due to the coronavirus. How are other sports handling things? Well, I was out at the Phoenix Raceway and I had a chance to chat with Jack Roush. Roush is a founder, CEO, and co-owner of Roush Fenway Racing. He tells me what his team is doing to prepare for a possible coronavirus outbreak.
Well, we've talked about it in team meetings, and the same information that comes from the Center for Disease Control is available to everybody, and we're just hanging on to see what's going to happen next. But my great hope is that it'll be affected by the temperature, and as things warm up, we'll have less trouble than they have in the wintertime.
Roush also says it's always good to be mindful of people when you're in a large group to stop germs from spreading.
You know, I think that the biggest opportunity for minimizing the effect of it is to use good hygiene for your hands and to not breathe directly into somebody's face or let them breathe into your face in conversation.
From Phoenix Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.